An all-time classic in Moraga on a rainy Saturday night saw the Gales come back for an improbable win over rival Gonzaga in overtime to take a two-game lead in the West Coast Conference standings. I'm Alex Jensen, and this is Gales Rewind for St. Mary's 78-70 victory over the Gonzaga Bulldogs at an electric University Credit Union Pavilion on Saturday night. We pick things up in the second half stretch run when Aiden Mahaney led the Gales back from an 8-point deficit with 6:20 left to eventually force overtime.
Rotate to Mahaney. Mahaney with the left hand, probing. Mahaney rises up, floats it up and in, and one! And with 6:26 to go, Mahaney will try and complete a three-point play. Bowen for Dukas. Dukas whips a pass to Johnson. Left side three on the way. It's good!
Oh, the moxie of LJ. He couldn't get anything to go all night. A couple of huge plays, and AJ, they're right there.
Here's Mahaney, hesitates, left-hand drive, gets right to the cup, lays it in with the inside hand. Side to Mahaney. Mahaney guarded by Watson. Surveys the floor. Crossover. Left-hand drive. Scoops it high off the window. It drops down. Wow. The logo. Mahaney. Right-hand drive. Crosses to the left-hand. Creates space. Leans in. Flips it home. And Mahaney is coming alive here. Mahaney walks it across the logo. Pulls the dribble right off a Saxon screen. Right-hand drive. Flips it up and in off the window. We are tied at 57. And Mark Few needs a timeout.
The kid's unbelievable.
To shoot. Mahaney, jab step. Mahaney with four. Mahaney leans in, scoops it up off the window, and good. He's got the last 10 for the Gales. We are tied again at 59. Malachi Smith on a switch. Mahaney with the left hand. Mahaney probing, turns around, finds Saxon through the lane. Saxon lays it in, and we're tied with 5.5 left. Here comes Strother, breaking the timeline with three, with two. He hoists for the win off the front rim. We are going to overtime.
The first half was huge because we didn't let them separate. We weren't obviously playing very well offensively. Some of it was we got some great shots and we didn't make them, but they stuck together. And even to start that second half, it was a little bit of a slow start, and they just kept chipping away. I thought we really just settled in and guys kind of calmed down a bit, and we moved the ball really well in that second half, and then guys made plays when they needed to. Obviously, Aiden had a nice stretch. For him to start the game, I don't know what he was, one of 10, and finish, you know, 8 for 19. He just got so much poise for a young guard. He just kind of took what they gave him. He saw one go in the net, and it just kind of got him going, and from there, he was playing well, and he was kind of rolling a little bit and made some good passes. He was awesome down that stretch. Again, in overtime, he was great.
To have the first half he had not hitting shots he normally hits and to just keep coming against a team like this as a freshman in his first, like, big-time game like this is just unbelievable, man. He just stuck with it all the way through. We as a team have tremendous belief in him. He has tremendous belief in himself, and it shows. So I was trying to duck in the guard and seal him, and Aiden was just getting downhill and playing and trying to score, and we trust him in those spots. And got stuck, but then made a great play. There was only like one spot that ball could be without getting stolen or going out of bounds. He put it right there.
I thought the second half, you could just feel it with our guys. They moved the ball a lot better. They were really unselfish. They broke down their defense quite a bit and got them chasing. And, you know, it leads to shooting a better percentage. That's why, you shoot them in rhythm. You get great shots. And our guys were great in that second half.
In the extra period, Mahaney and the Gales jumped ahead on their first possession and never looked back, going 5 for 6 from the field and a perfect 6 for 6 from the free throw line to defeat the Zags in Moraga for the second straight year and run their own winning streak to 12.
In overtime. Mahaney outside right, over the head pass to the cutting. Dukas lays it in with the right hand. That's the Gales' first lead since it was 2-0. For Marshallonis across the lane, he goes, the left hand gets the cup, lays it in! 65-62. Give to Mahaney on the right side. Aiden holds the ball high, left off his screen, dribbles left wing, off the bounce, takes a three, and banks in! Oh my goodness! 68-64, Mahaney baked in the three. Guarded by Hickman, 7 to shoot. Mahaney, top of the key, downstairs to Saxon for the lay-in. The no-look dish for Aiden Mahaney. Timeout, Mark Few, and the lead is a half dozen. Unbelievable. Comes into Greg. Greg will hoist a three. That is no good. Rebound tap by Marshallonis. It rolls toward the logo. That's it. The Gales have defeated Gonzaga in overtime, 78-70.
pretty ecstatic. I mean, that's one of the best college basketball games you'll ever see. Credit to us for sticking together. We got down early, and we were just too tough. Like, that thing can easily go out to 15 or 20, and we're down, and can't really come back from that, but stuck together, kept believing. We just believed in each other all the way through and got it done. We just don't think there's anybody in the country that's as tough as us and as gritty as us and works as hard as us. So when it got to overtime, we're like, let's go. Like, this is what we do.
I thought, to a man, they all played well. Obviously, you'd like some more shots to fall from some of your starters, but you said it before, man. They're tough. They're gritty. They love to compete, and they're hard to break. They love being in these environments where, hey, their back's against the wall a little bit. They just play hard, and they really care about one another. We told our guys before the game that, you know, in these games, they always come out ready to play, and they hit some shots early and we didn't, and we just kept scrapping. You know, with our guys, they're confident enough in themselves that they know if they just keep playing and keep moving the ball that they're going to get great shots and they're going to, you know, knock some in. So
I mean, it helps having the crowd here and stuff.
Yeah.
You won't find a better one in college basketball. This place is rocking all the way through. It doesn't matter if we're down 10, down 8. That really picks us up and keeps us going. Like, we don't even look at the scoreboard. We just feel the crowd, like, pushing us to.
I thought it'd be hard to top the crowd from last year's game, but this is one of the best crowds that probably in St. Mary's history. They were unbelievable from start to finish. It was awesome. It was loud the whole time. It played a factor down the stretch, I think. We kept getting stops and we got some buckets and we really fed off the crowd. Credit to our guys. They didn't ever give up. They just kept fighting, and it's what they've been all year. And we'll have a tough stretch. We'll need them to be tough again, but awesome game, awesome atmosphere. It was fun to be a part of.
We should be the number one team in this league, and that's what we expect to be. That's the goals we put up on our wall at the start of the season. We just got to keep building on this and try to get that done.
Now 21-4 and 10-0 in West Coast Conference play, a three-game road trip awaits the Gales next, beginning with a Thursday night matchup with the third-place LMU Lions at Gersten Pavilion in Los Angeles, with tip-off slated for 7 p.m. Until then, I'm Alex Jensen, and you've been listening to Gales Rewind.